A person is responsible for whatever he does. When if someone damages someone else, he's more the olam, whether it was by accident or sleeping awake, he's responsible for whatever he does. We found there were two exceptions possibly. One is if it was an onus gomer, if it was a complete unavoidable accident that there was no way that he could stop it. So that was one heter we had. And the other was if the nizik, the person that was damaged, brought the damage on himself in a simple way, in any little way, so then we don't say the rule of Adam or the Olam. That's why we applied it to the case where the person took the cup from the cupboard and rinsed it out and took a glass of water. He was a guest at someone's house and he had rinsed down the Baal HaBayis's diamond. So he said that he would not be chayiv because either it's an onus gomer, how's he supposed to think that he's pulling this cup out of the cupboard and there's a diamond in there, or it's also the Baal HaBayis's problem, why you keep a diamond in a cup when you have a guest there. So that was the chiddush that we said last week. This week's case is very interesting, I think. It was so interesting. It's not only is it in Dayan Spitz's Sefer, but it somehow got to Rav Blau's Sefer. He heard about this case also, so we have the Pesachei Choshen by Rav Blau. It's an 8-volume set on Choshen Mishpat. It's very worthwhile. So we can have use both of their reasoning and see what we come up with also. So the case goes like this. You decided to go away for the summer. They needed someone to watch their house. Who's going to watch their house? So they asked the neighbor, you know, I'm going to be away. Please watch my house. Take in the mail. Make sure no one robs it. Whatever you need, watch the house. So the neighbor, he's a good neighbor, he walks in every other day. And one thing he notices, the refrigerator's running. Why should the guy have to pay for his refrigerator running all summer long? Electricity probably will cost him $5. So why should he waste that money? So I'll save him the money. So he went and pulled the plug of the refrigerator. Now, if you had done something like that, you probably would have opened the door first to see if there was anything in the refrigerator before you pulled the plug. But this neighbor, I guess, wasn't so smart. What?
Doesn't want to pry.
No, he didn't want to pry yet. So he decided not to open the door before he pulled the plug. A few days later, he noticed when he walked in the house, I guess, put the mail on the table, he smelled in the house. Hey, what smells here? He can't figure out what it is. And finally, he traces the smell to the kitchen, to the refrigerator, and he opens up the freezer and he sees 20 dead chickens in the freezer, which are decomposing and rotting and smelling terrible. So he says, okay, I have to do my friend a favor. He doesn't want to come back to have smelling chickens. You know, I can't just put it back on now, it's not going to help. Right, so he decides to right. So he says, okay, I'll do him a favor. He put them out in the garbage can and threw them away. So the neighbor came back, he said, you owe me $10,000. Right. It wasn't before Pesach when the chickens go up in value. It's what happened was the guy's going away for vacation. Where is he going to keep all his valuables? He kept them in the freezer, in the bags with the chickens. What thief would come in and steal chickens? Someone's going to steal chickens. Someone's going to look in the freezer. He had kept all his diamonds, his valuables in the freezer. And he now tells his neighbor, you owe me $10,000. Because it's your fault. Like, who first of all told you to be so dumb to turn off the freezer without looking in the refrigerator to see if there's anything inside it? And then you take and throw the whole thing away, including my diamonds. I want you to pay. And the neighbor says, look, I'm sorry, you know. I guess I forgot to look at the freezer. I made a mistake there. And regarding your diamonds, if you told me that there were diamonds, I certainly wouldn't have thrown them away. But, you know, that should go through rotting chickens and see if there's any diamonds in them. I didn't think of doing that. I don't want to pay. So who's right?
And he starts smelling the chicken and he throws the chicken.
Right, I think it's the same case. Right, I think the two have to be separated. There's two separate things going on here. Right? There's the pulling the plug. The first is pulling the plug and the second is the throwing out the chickens. Let's talk about throwing out the chickens. So someone said, oh, the new the Olam, right? There's the new the Olam. It's chayiv. But we learned last week that if it's an onus gomer, there's no right when you took the cup from the cupboard, you had no reason to think there's a diamond in the cup. So he said, according to Tosus at least, there's a heter of onus gamur, and the person's patur. So over here, I think there's a big onus gamur, like Josh was saying. Suppose he had tripped over the plug, or suppose there had been a power failure. There was a power failure only in that house, not next door, and he comes in and smells the chickens rotting, and he takes the chickens and throws them in the garbage. Will we say, oh, the more the ov is chayiv?
Yeah, but that's not the case. The case is, he stopped the electricity.
I don't care.
So he caused the electricity to stop. So as a result of that, he threw away the chicken.
But he didn't. That was for someone else caused it. It wasn't a result. It wasn't a necessary fact that he should throw the chickens away afterwards. That was his own a new decision. I'll say it clearer in a second. I'll make it even clearer. But let's just grant that it was his decision to throw away the chickens. So that when he throws them away, it's an onus gamur. Maybe you'll tell me it's not an onus gamur because when you throw away chickens, you should think that maybe the guy had left something in there, and maybe it's not an onus gamur. But Dayan Schmidt says, look at it like this. Suppose, at that point in time, he went to the Beis Din, and he said, you should know, Beis Din, I'm sorry, I made a mistake. If this guy's going to kill me when I come back, I killed all his chickens. But what should I do now? The house smells. Am I allowed to throw away the chickens or not? Right? What would the Beis Din tell him? Of course you can throw away the chickens. Would the Beis Din say, well, maybe you should search them first and frisk them, and maybe there's some diamonds in them before you throw them away? The Beis Din wouldn't think of such a thing. The Beis Din would paskin. Not only is it mutter for you to throw away the chickens, it's a mitzvah for you to throw away the chickens. It's a mitzvah to save the guy from having a smelly house. So it's, you're not mechuya, but it's a mitzvah to throw away the chickens. So he says, even if you would say that there's no heter of onus gamur, like we've had the Ramban last week, disagrees with this heter of onus gamur, and he says it has to be a pshiyah of the nizik, which maybe, like Josh was saying, wasn't the case over here, because when I leave my house, I could do whatever I want with it. But when I threw them away, I threw them away with the reshus of the Beis Din. The Beis Din would have told me to do it. And even if the Beis Din didn't tell me, what I was doing was a proper and good thing, and I can't be held responsible for throwing away the diamond that was there. I think that's the way he looks at it. And there's no difference between whether I caused it to, you know, I know that made the freezer go off, or someone else did, or the power failure did. Now, what's in your mind maybe is there's casing the Gemara of Tchilasa B'Pshia, the Sofa B'Onas. But that's only where the Pshia directly caused the onus. Like you're watching someone's cow and you take it up a steep cliff where it could fall off, but didn't fall off, someone went and stole it over there. Right? It's because you took it out of the house, Bipshia, which caused the guy to steal it. So that's where you can have a focus, whether the guy's high. But over here was two independent things. He was dumb and pulled the plug, but when he threw the chickens out, that was a separate incident, and for that he can't be held accountable. Okay, so we're finished with throwing the chickens away. Okay, now let's examine a case where someone walks into the house and he pulls the plug of the freezer. Pipshia, right? We'll say it's a pshia. And he causes that $500 loss of the chickens. So the first thing he would say, maybe, is there's the dinim of shomer, right? What kind of shomer is this guy watching the house? He's a shomachina. And shomachina is not high for anything except for pshia. And this certainly is a pshia. If I had to go pull the plug without looking inside, it's a pshia. So you'd say, he's chayiv because he's a shemachina chayiv for pshia. So this Rav Blau says that it's not chayiv for being a shemir. Because when you make someone, and this is the way I understood it, I was learning with someone, this is the way we understand it. When you ask someone to watch your house, what do you mean? Do you mean so you should watch, you know, look at every corner and make sure everything's okay? Or do you mean take the mail in and, you know, take care of any emergency happens? That's what you mean when you say take care of the house. So I never made my neighbor a shomer for the diamonds in the refrigerator. I didn't make him a shomer for that. So if the neighbor goes and throws them away, you can't say you're a shomer chinam. And he pulls the plug, I never made him a shomer for the chickens. And he pulls the plug and ruins the chickens. He can't be chai for that because he was a shomer on the house in general for emergencies in the house. For the mail, for the papers, for getting the grass cut, whatever you need to do. Not for each item in the refrigerator. And there's a beferish halacha. If you tell someone to watch, even clearer, if you tell someone to watch my silver watch, and it's really gold, and he's poshay, he's only chai to pay the value of a silver watch because that's all he accepted. He accepted shmira of a silver watch, not of a gold watch.
What is his status vis-a-vis the chickens when he doesn't?
Okay, so... Okay, so he's a mazik. So let's go... Right, so let's go... So I just wanted to say... Huh?
Who asked him... Maybe not be a shomer.
Right, it's not a shomer.
But who asked him about
party? Okay, so shomer chino would have been a worse problem for him, for the neighbor, and that's why I wanted to get rid of that problem first. But there's another problem called Adam Amasik. Adam or the Olam, right? Adam or the Olam. So that introduces us to the subject, and that's Grama. Did he take the chickens and throw them into the garbage? No, he pulled the plug of the refrigerator, which caused a few days later for the chickens to spoil. Right? So it was a Grama. It's a Grama. So Grammas are very complicated. There's whole sermon about Grammas, and there are 10 types of Grammas and Garmis. It's all different types of Grammas, so we have to be very careful to see whether this is a Gramma and what type of Gramma, and then we'll see how it fits in. Okay, so let's... In fact, the reason I think why it's so complicated, Gramma, is because there's no clear Gemara about it. There's no Gemara that says, Tana Rabbanan, Gramma Nizikin is Patur Bidei Adam B'chai Bidei Shemayim. The closest we have is this first Gemara, Baba Kama, on the sheets over here. The Gemara says, in Baba Kama, Tafnun Zayin on the days, Tanya, Hanosin Sam Hamavis of Nei Behemes Chaveir. Someone puts poison in front of his friend's animal. In our school, we don't translate Chaveir as friend. You notice that, because what kind of thing you put in front of your friend, someone who kills his Chaveir his friend, right? So we translate it as fellow. Okay, so he put the poison in front of his friend's animal. Pater Midini Adam, he's pater from human judgment. He doesn't have to, Bezdin, the courts won't make him pay. B'chai b'dini shemayim, but he's chayiv to pay b'dini shemayim. And this is important to know. A lot of times people go to the Din Torah, and the Din Torah says, you won, you don't have to pay. But that might be the Dini Adam. And usually, the Dayanim will say that, but in Dini Shemayim, we can't force you to pay. Right? You're really exempt, but in Shemayim, what you did was wrong, and you really should pay. So the halacha of Grama, this is a Grama. He didn't go slaughter the animal. What he did was he put poison in front of him, and then the animal died. The animal ate it on his own. Right? He didn't tell the animal to eat it. And the animal ate it on its own, and then the animal died afterwards. Right? It was a Grama. He caused the animal to die. So the Gemara says over here, he's pater midini adam. The courts can't force him to pay, but he's chayiv in shemayim. He's chayiv v'dei shemayim. He has to pay on his own. Okay, so that's a Gemara that says the case of grama b'nizikin. Okay, that's not so close to our case. Let's find the grama case, which is very close to our case. And really, the Gemara Sanhedrin, which is what we're going to be talking about, talks about a murder case, but we're going to show that what's called a grama by murder can also be extended to learn the grama by nizikin, grama by damages. You have grama all over. You have grama by Shabbos, right? Grama switches. You have your grama by murder, and there's grama by nizikin. So we're going to show that the grama that there is by murder applies also to the grama by nizikin. The Mishnah in Sanhedrin, Ayin Vavim Bey, says there's two offenses for which someone is chayiv misa through hereg. Hereg is where they slice off his neck with a sword. The two prohibitions, the two violations that one is chayiv is rotzeach, a murderer gets killed like that, and also anshei nidachas, people that live in Yer Nidachas, they all worship Avodah Zarah, their misa is through hereg. So what's the case of rotzeach? The Mishnah says rotzeach shehika esrei eyu. The Evan of a Barzel. Rotzeach is either he killed his friend with, right, he hit his friend with a stone or with iron. The Kovashal of Lesoch HaMai, in this case we want to know, his friend decided to go swimming, right, his friend decided to go swimming, and he holds his head down below the water so he can't come up. Or Lesoch HaAr, or his friend decides to go to get he's a baker, he wants to get the breads out of the oven, and like he's 8 foot tall, and he holds him in so he can't come out. Then he also allows him some, and his friend can't get out from there. And he dies. So chayiv, the person is chayiv, because that's a direct hezek. Right? That's not grama, that's a direct hezek. We're talking about a murder case here only because from that we're going to learn out dinim of hezek, which is what the Gemara is going to say right now. The Gemara says, Hamu Gavra, there was a person, de mitzantzum al chayusa bechari v'shim shav emesa. His friend had animals outside in the sun. It was very hot outside, and they normally conditions they would have gone inside for the shade to cool off, and this person kept them out there in the sun. So that is just like the case, like the murder case where he kept his friend in the fire. Here he's keeping the animals. He's keeping the animals in the heat.
Does it make a difference in what his intention is? Did he know that the animals would die, or what he said,
Adam, whatever the halach is going to be, Adam was Adam, whether it's b'shogeg or mezid or nizaratzen, right? So the intention doesn't make
animal.
Right. Well, that's for sure by an animal. That's a hezek. He's being mazik the animal, so that will make a difference, right? His intention will make a difference. The question is it what we're talking about this week? Was it a direct hezek or was it just incidental? So is this a direct hezek, holding the animals out in the sun like that? So the Gemara says it's a machlokus. Ravina mechayev. Ravina says he's chayev. Rav Acha bar Rav Pater. Rav Acha bar Rav says he's Pater. We pass him like Ravina. Ravina says he's chayev. What's the reason? He makes a kal v'chomer that if a murderer marot sayach, so also b'shogeg can make it. But by ritzicha, a person is only chayev misa if he does it deliberately. If it's a deliberate act of murder, and onus karatzim, we don't make onus karatzim by murder. But still, chiyav alasam, it's something we say if someone confines him in a certain place, he has killed him. So nizakin, when it comes to damages, sha'asa ben shogeg kemezid, where we learned last week, where we did say a shogeg is like a mezid and an onus is a rotzen, like we just said, that a person is high for damaging no matter what the intention is. So eino din shechiyav b'hen asam etzamsim, certainly we should say that he is liable if he just holds the animals in place. Okay? That's straightforward. The question is, will it work the other direction? If we find a case where by murder the person is not chai because it's a grama, will the person be pater also for nizikin? Right? That's what we're going to see. And that's the next Gemara, daf Ayin Zayin. The Gemara says a few cases, realize a few dinim, where he says a person's pater because of grama. And the case which is similar to this, and this is Rav Blau's right in the Pesachei Choshen, is like this. Amar Rava, Kefasa b'chama v'mei. Suppose someone tied up his friend in the sun, and he died from heat prostration. He died from being stuck in the sun. Or batzina v'mei. So he tied him up in a cold. It was cold outside, or he closed the freezer door on him, and he died from the cold. Chayef. So in that case, he's chai because that's like the Mishnah's case. It's a direct murder. But suppose he locked him up in a certain yard outside, and it was nighttime. But sovcham alava. But in the daytime, when the sun's going to rise, it's going to be so hot that the guy will die from being out stuck outside. Or sovcham alava, or it's warm outside now, but he locks him up outside. And when it turns cold at night, it's going to be 20 degrees below. And he's going to freeze to death, so then he's pater. Why? Rashi says, because it's a grama. The person didn't do the murderer didn't murder him, it's the cold or the sun that murdered him. And the cold and the sun weren't there at that time. He just caused the person to be put into that situation. Now once again, Rashi says over here, it doesn't mean that it's not mutter. Right? You have a guy that's bothering you, and it's not mutter, we're saying here, he's going to be chayiv bidei shemayim, Rashi says, but that's a case of grama. Right? Putting someone out in the outside where it's going to get hot or it's going to get cold, and that in that case, it's a grama and he's talking. Now that's by murder, the Knesset Agdola, and this is Paskind in Shulchan Aruch, the Knesset Agdola says the same thing will be by Nezikin. If you put someone's animal outside in a place where it's going to get hot, and the sun's not there yet, the sun didn't come there yet, so in that case, it's a grama, and he's pater from the zikin bidei adam, and he's chayiv bidei shemayim. Right? That's the Shulchan Aruch doesn't pass in the face. Shulchan Aruch just sets a case of keeping the animal in the water. So then, like the case in the Gemara said, then we said he's chayiv. So, but since the Shulchan Aruch doesn't say the other way, so the poskim are saying that if he puts it in some place where the heat's going to come, the cold's going to come, the water is going to come, it's going to be a flood there, and just ties him up there. So that's a grama. That's a grama, and he's pater. So let's talk about dead chickens over here that are in the freezer. Right? These chickens are sitting here in the freezer. And what he's doing is, he's turning off the, unplugging the freezer. So, both of the Dayanim here wanted to say that it's a grama. It's a grama. You pull the plug. You pull the plug and it's going to get hot later. Maybe the guy will come home quickly and early and put it back on before it starts, right? Or maybe you'll think of tomorrow to put it back on, or you know, his wife will tell him, "What dummy? Why'd you pull the plug next door there?" You know, maybe something will happen. Maybe, you know, it's also a grama. Now, Rab Lau wants to say, he said, but maybe he's not 100% sure, because maybe suppose you hold someone's nose so he can't breathe anymore. Is that a grama? Like you're causing him not to breathe, so eventually he'll run out of oxygen and die? The way Rashi describes it is that the killer, or the mazik, wasn't there yet, and at this time, the mazik isn't there. Like, what makes the chickens go bad? It's the bacteria, or you want to say
the
hot air. No, but time doesn't make it go bad.
Sure,
heat makes it go bad.
I understand.
Right now,
over time, not immediately. Over time.
Yeah. But
over time.
Okay, heat over time. But right now you don't have the time, you don't have the heat. It's cold right now out there. Right? And so that's why they're saying that it's a grama. Now, he concludes, Diane Spitz concludes, so you can't make him, so for sure you can't make him chai for the $10,000. You can't even make him chai bidin the autumn on the $500. Bidin shamayim, it'd be right for him to pay for the chickens because it was a grama, but he could deduct the amount of BG&E or wherever you're from, the electricity, you can deduct that from the payment because he's five bidin shamayim, but he doesn't have to pay for the, he saved him some money.
$500 less than $5.
That's right.
$495,
right. Now, okay, so I just want to conclude with a wrinkle on this case. Suppose, once we know this din of grama now, let's test ourselves. Suppose he didn't pull the plug. He didn't pull the plug out. You know what he did? He opened up the freezer. He said, he's a vegetarian or something. I don't like to eat so many chickens. So he took the chickens out and he left them outside. Would it be chayim in that case? So there's a halacha like this. He wasn't guarding his chickens. We said in the beginning, he's not guarding the chickens. He's guarding his house. And you're right. We could talk. I'm talking. He's not a guard. He's just someone came in and robbed his house, and he just took the chickens outside and left them in the yard, and you know, and they rotted. And you found the robber. Can you make him chayiv for the chickens? So there's a halacha like this. The Gemara says in Baba Kama, and Shulchan Aruch says, if there's a fire, Rachmana Litzlan, and your friend again has a field over there, and you don't like him, and you tilt his like crops, the corn stalks, over to catch the fire, and that makes the fire go over to the field. So the person's chayiv. He's chayiv because that's esh. No difference between bringing a fire to someone's field or bringing the field to the fire. Either way, the person is chayiv. That's how Halachim Shulchan Aruch, it's a Gemara in Baba Kama. So over here, it's like you're taking the chickens and putting them into the fire. You're putting them into the place where it's going to get sunny. It's different than pulling the plug. When you pull the plug, the chickens are in the freezer, you didn't move them. But over here, maybe this is like taking them over to the fire. Well, so there's a Tosus. Tosus asks on this Gemara, right? There's two tourism. Well, Tosus asks from the case we had last week. I mean, from the case we're having right now. Tosus asks, why is the person chayiv? Why is it different? Right? What's the difference between putting the grain, the corn stalks, waiting for the fire to come? The fire's not there yet. Or tying the person up or tying the cow up. We said it's the same halacha, and waiting for the sun to come. So Tosus answers, he gives two tourism. One answer he gives is that even in the case of the sun, the only reason he's patur over there, it's only a grum, is because he kept the guy in his place. But if he had taken the guy, dragged him out of his house and tied him up outside, so Tosus says maybe he'd be chayiv there. He's only patur because he had the combination of two things. First of all, you didn't killed him in the water, like in the first case, and also you left him in place. You just tied him up where he was, and that made the, in a place where the sun was going to come and the cold was going to come. So that's called grama. But if you take him out of place and put him somewhere else, so then Tosfos says in this terrace at least that he'd be chayiv. There's no heter, like taking the grain and pushing it towards the fire. So based on this Tosfos, so even though this neighbor, he might be a shlemiel, right, and you're not going to ask him again to watch your house. You know, he's part of it. We've gotten part of him everything, except Bidei Shamayim, and even there we saved him the gas electric bill, right? He's part of it in that case, but if he had been so dumb, or he just wanted to be vicious, to take chickens and put them outside, so we couldn't use the same logic to call that a grama, because there he's moving them out of place. He's taking them out of trees and putting them, even if right now it's still cold outside, and certainly if it's not cold outside, right? So that would be more simple to make him chayav, even bidei adam.